Haley Cron, the head volleyball coach with the IKEA Manning Wolves, joining us here today. We take a look at the 2020 season. Haley, appreciate you joining us here today.
Yes, thanks for having me, Jeff.
You bet, Coach. Kind of an odd year, your first year back at your alma mater, and then we have this crazy off season, and every team having, or not every team, but a lot of teams having to deal with, losing players, quarantining players throughout the season. So just kind of an odd year for you, I suppose, coming back to your alma mater, not the way you wanted things to be.
No, not at all. It was definitely hard this summer, not being able to get into the gym until July. And then no really team camps going on because of COVID. And so that was just tough. And then just dealing with players being gone, and you just find out, like a drop of the hat, last minute notice, like, oh, they're not on the bus. Oh, they're quarantined. Like, okay, we need to make some adjustments in the next hour. So it was just a tough season.
How did you feel like you were able to deal with that and the coaching staff as a whole? And then for the kids, do you feel like that impacted them throughout this season?
Yeah, I do think it impacted them. I think it was hard for them just to find like that groove of playing next to those people. Sometimes you just get more comfortable trusting the people you play with. You know, we like talked a lot about that, and it's not always easy when they haven't been practicing with you, and then the last, they just get thrown in. And I think they did a good job of adjusting to it and then trusting. But those first couple games that they're playing with them, it was definitely tough, and it was across the board from freshman, JV, and varsity that we had to deal with that.
And, Coach, you kind of talk about that you guys were doing a 6-2 this year, and then all of a sudden you miss one of those setters for a period of time, and it's either a new setter or you go to a 5-1. That really can be different for kids.
Yes, and that's what we ended up going to, a 5-1 during that time, and I did think they made adjustments really well. The hardest part was for our setter to remember, like, am I in the front row, am I in the back row, can I jump right now, in the middle of those rallies, like that kind of thing. But she did a good job, and the rest of the team did a really good job too.
Where did you feel like this team kind of settled in throughout this season and started to play? Because I thought maybe last 2 or 3 weeks of the season you guys started to see that improvement maybe that you wanted.
Yeah, I would say right around there. We had a little bit in the beginning of the season. It was probably like the first week of October where we had a couple spurts that I thought we were just going to really take off. But then same thing, the whole quarantining of players kind of hurts that a little bit. But I would definitely say the last couple weeks of the season, it got better.
You guys able to get some tournaments in, something not everybody was able to do this year. How did you feel like the tournaments treated it? What did you guys take away from those?
The tournaments, we saw a lot of different teams, some really, really good teams, and then some other teams that were more at our level, which was nice, so we could compete. That's always nice to go to a tournament and get a couple wins, so that was good for us. It's also hard sometimes to go to a tournament, though, and get 4 losses. One of our tournaments, we ended up playing 5 games that day, and so that was a tough day. And the girls are just tired, and after game 2 of losing, then it's hard to rally them back to convince them that they can still do it.
What areas did you feel like you guys were able to kind of improve as the season went?
I thought overall we did a really good job serve receiving. We worked on that every day. And, it's not perfect. It never is going to be, not for any team. But I thought they made really big improvements on that. And defensively, they did a good job of making adjustments on, where to line up the block, where we need to be for defense, not standing behind a blocker, making sure we're in the right spot.
And, Coach, I think a lot of people maybe failed to realize this was a young team. Even if you had some seniors and some juniors, not a tremendous amount of experience coming into this season. So kind of a lot of things for you to have to incorporate in your new system and to work on.
Yes, definitely not a lot of experience. And even if they had experience last year, I think I changed almost everyone's position. So maybe not the experience of the spot they were in the year before. So it definitely just new changes for everybody. So we did have a lot of learning and growing to do.
And the beginning of the season, I looked at that schedule early on in East Sac County. We knew they were going to be fairly special this year. Bowyer Valley on the road, never an easy place to play. Missouri Valley's had a really nice program for several years now. So with a young team, new positions, that's not a 3-game stretch you probably really want to open things with.
No, not at all. It was It was tough, and it's, like I said, it's tough when you get so many losses in a row and then to rally them back, you know, and then they start getting mad at each other, and sometimes that's not always good. So we had a lot of different conversations about positivity and, body language and how we can, like, try to help ourselves out here on easier things to do.
Was the Ogden win there in the first round of the regionals the best match you guys played this year, or was there another one, even maybe in a loss, where you thought, you know, we're there, we're almost there?
I thought, yes, we played really well against Ogden. That was a great game for us. I even thought, like, we played Underwood, and they competed with Underwood. You know, we could score, I think we scored, like, 17 points on them one game, something around there. So I was happy with that. Them coming out, and even though we obviously weren't favored to win, but Underwood's a good team, and they didn't let down, and they didn't give up. So it was nice to see them, you know, put the effort in and to try and just compete. Yeah.
Michaela, let's talk about that group of seniors, three of them, Lauren Danner, also Sierra Ferry and Bree Mulbauer. You've probably known those kids through the years, you know, being a graduate of ICAM Manning, even though you were at Glidden-Ralston and coaching for years. But what was it like to get to come back and coach there and then this group of kids?
It was just different than coaching at Glidden. I think it was just because, like you said, like Sierra used to always be at the rec center when I was lifeguarding when I was in high school. She would always be swimming, and now she works at the rec center, and I'm at the rec center with swim lessons. You know, so I've known them, and I've seen them before. Or, like, Lauren's, I went to high school with Lauren's aunt, so I, like, known her family. I can remember when Lauren was born, that kind of thing. So it was cool to experience that. It was definitely something different that I've never experienced before.
Let's talk about the underclassmen. How did you see them develop as the season went on, and how do you feel like the future looks?
I think if we put some time in the off season this year, we can improve a lot, and I'm really excited for next season. Just, you know, you don't have a lot of time from July to, well, now the end of October to improve. I mean, we did improve a lot in that amount of time, but for this next coming season to have from now to do open gyms all the way up until next August will be really nice. And so just different things like that, and just team building things. I'm excited to work with them on some of those things too. We have a good group of underclassmen, so it'll be fun to work with them.
Do you feel like you've got most of the kids in the position that you're going to want to keep them in the future? So now it'll be now a year under their belt in those positions and just kind of fine-tuning some of the things?
Yeah, I think for the most part, most of them will probably stay in the position that they're at. There might be one or two changes still. You know, it's kind of hard when you have to fill what you need for the team in that time. So sometimes those hitters, and it's more like just going from like maybe an outside hitter to a right side hitter or vice versa, that kind of thing.
Coach, I know you had your hands on the junior high program of the year before, and then you took over varsity this year. How's the junior high? How's the younger programs looking to continue to kind of build this program back up?
Yeah, Emma Conkler is doing our junior high program now, and so it was nice to get to work with her for a year, so we can incorporate some of the same drills, which will be nice for when they get to high school. They'll already know a few of those things that we've done, so I'm excited for that.
Well, Michaela, I always appreciate you joining us. Thanks very much for everything this season. You always got me results and everything, and I appreciate that very much, and thanks for joining us here today.
Thank you, Jeff.
You bet. Michaela Cron again, the head volleyball coach, again with the ICAM Manning Wolves.